trying to rock your blues away here at 94.9 KUOW. The Record Spins. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. And the Food and Drug Administration said today it wants to ban sales of electronic cigarettes to minors. Meanwhile, here in Washington State, the legal age to purchase tobacco could be going up to 21. A King County board that makes policy recommendations on tobacco is asking the state legislature to look at this to stop sales to anyone under 21. Public health experts are saying raising the age to purchase tobacco would reduce youth smoking rates. And one of them is Dr. Abigail Halperin. She's a physician and a faculty member in the UW School of Public Health. And she joins us now. Hi, Abigail.
Hello.
So what's the evidence that, and it seems like it's sort of intuitively obvious, but what's the evidence that raising the smoking age would reduce smoking rates among young people?
Well, there is very good evidence that raising the age of purchase will substantially reduce the number of kids who become addicted to cigarettes and ultimately then the number of adult smokers who struggle to quit and often fail and will then die from tobacco-related diseases. So it could be a very big game changer in our state. The Surgeon General's report that came out in 2012, which was focused on the prevention of smoking among youth and young adults, showed that pretty much 99% of adult smokers become addicted to tobacco before the age of 25, 90% before the age of 18. So if we can actually delay the time that kids start smoking, they're much, much less likely to become addicted. And part of this is biological and part of it is psychological. That basically kids' brains, when they're still developing, they're much more susceptible to becoming addicted to nicotine because of the plasticity of the nicotine receptors and the neurobiology of that, but also because they haven't really developed the judgment until they're older to really make an informed choice about starting to smoke.
You know, and I've read, on that point that brains kind of develop by the age of 25. So if it's about protecting public health, why stop at 21? Why not bump it all the way up to age 25?
You know, I think that would be terrific, but 21 will really capture more than 90%. It'll prevent more than 90% of those who start smoking. I mean, my opinion is this product should never have been legal in the first place because it is such a dangerous consumer product. And it's really a historical accident that cigarettes are legal at all. But raising it to 21 would be a big step and would really could reduce it by up to 90%.
Dr. Abigail Halperin is a physician, a faculty member in the UW School of Public Health, and we're talking about a King County Board recommendation. They're asking the state legislature to restrict tobacco sales to folks under the age of 21. And another thing that it came up probably just after the Vietnam War, but the fact that 18-year-olds are treated as adults, they can vote, they can sign up to fight and die in the military. So how can the government justify limiting things like tobacco sales to people under 21 when you're saying, hey, it's fine to go and fight in Iraq when you're 18?
Well, you know, cigarette smoking isn't actually so much of a choice, I would say, when the product has been designed to be so addictive. And, The other point I wanted to make actually about your last point was that the reason it would make such a difference in terms of kids starting to smoke is that because they all start in high school, virtually all of them start smoking in high school, and that it's the older kids, the 18-year-olds in the high schools that buy the cigarettes for the ones who are under 18, that once the age is raised to 21, you don't have kids in high school who are 21.
It gets it more out of the high schools. That's another question that'll probably get raised as this debate takes shape. But the drinking age, of course, is 21. You still have people under 21 getting their hands on alcohol. So you're saying we would expect the same thing from tobacco, but the results would ultimately be better than if it's age 18.
Quite a bit better because, yeah.
Dr. Halperin's a physician faculty member at the UW School of Public Health, and we're talking about a King County board recommendation to restrict tobacco sales to kids under the age of 21. And you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but why is it so important to focus here on young smokers as opposed to older people who have been smoking for many years?
Well, once they're addicted, you're really moving into the need to help people quit. And 90% of adult smokers say they wish they had never started smoking. And it's very, very difficult to quit smoking. So 70% of them say they want to quit at any given moment, and over 50% try to quit every year. And it's really the focus there is to help those smokers who want to quit, the majority of smokers, to help them quit and to make it easier for them and less expensive for them to quit, which we had a fantastic tobacco control program here in Washington State for 10 years, which had a free tobacco quit line, which was incredibly effective in helping smokers quit.
Right.
And when we lost that, our smoking rates in our state went up tremendously, and therefore the death and disease and costs, the enormous costs of treating the diseases that our smokers get has been lost.
Yeah.
And we're losing ground now, and our prevalence rates are going back up.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Halperin, thank you so much.
You know, thanks for calling and asking me to speak.
All right. Dr. Halperin's a physician and faculty member in the UW School of Public Health. Once again, King County Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Board is asking the state legislature to restrict tobacco sales to people under the age of 21. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.